Shelter of Kehala'i Bay and of God's healing love to remember and celebrate the life of Michael Douglas Irish. We come to remember him as brother, father, friend, and neighbor. We gather in this place aware of others who have died and of how fragile our existence is here on earth. We come to comfort and support one another in our common loss. We gather to come into God's care like spirit and soul, and we gather to hear God's word of comfort and reassurance, knowing that God is always with us in our going out and our coming in. John.
Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the one who made heaven and earth. God will not let your foot be moved. God who keeps you will not slumber nor sleep. God is your helper and your shade at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. God will keep you from all evil and will keep you safe. God will keep you going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore.
One of the ways that we remember and celebrate Mike's life is through the stories we share, or the ways in which he touched our lives. While eulogies often provide information about a person's life, including dates, places, and achievements, for us here in McKenna, the stories we share are memories about the way, in this case, Mike touched our lives. Whether he made us laugh, got the better of us, or inspired us. Tony, Mary Louise, Susan, and Sherry will come to share a mo'olelo, or story, of their relationship with Mike. And I guess there's no particular order except the way it's printed. Tony?
Good morning. I'm going to read what my thoughts were saying so I can keep this a little more coherent for me, because it's a little emotional missing Mike right now. Michael Irish, when I started coming to Kevalai 7 years ago, I would know Michael Irish was at church because of his Corvette. It was always parked right out there. Michael and I became great friends through the church's outreach committee. It's a 9-member committee that meets once a month, helping families in need on Maui. Michael and I were the only two guys on that committee. A couple of Sundays had gone by, And we had not seen Michael at church or his Corvette. So Cindy Mead, a member of the Hui Malama, she gave me, she contacted me and said, Tony, Michael is in the hospital and he's now getting ready to be released and he's going to be at Halemakua for rehab and rehabilitation. And she was asking me if I would see him, visit him. I said, heck yes, I'm going. So Pam and I, we both went and visited Michael several times while he was in Halemakua. After rehab, Michael was no longer allowed to drive his Corvette. So Cindy had asked me if I could bring Michael to church on Sunday. And little did Michael and I know that that friendship was about to take off. Every Sunday, our routine was Pam and I would pick Michael up at the start of the day for Sunday, and we would make our journey starting at McDonald's for breakfast. We had really great Sunday morning conversations over breakfast. After a few months, Michael became very savvy on learning how to get around on the county's MEO transportation system. He became so good at it that Michael changed our Sunday routine a bit. Now Michael on Sundays would catch the MEO bus, meet us at McDonald's, and he'd be feeding the chickens when Pam and I arrived in the morning. So, I missed the great conversations Michael and I would have during our rides to church and to outreach meetings. Especially after each outreach meeting, the ride home, we talked about our work for the day, and we felt good about the contributions that we made helping families here on Maui. Michael was not just good about going to church, he liked going on outings, and he was a true foodie. He supported the Maui College Culinary Arts Program. He was such a supporter to the school, they honored him by naming his favorite dish after him. It's now called Mike's Mushroom Soup and can be found on their menu. Another one of his favorite outings was when Buzz, Michael, and I could confirm a date and time to meet up at the Dog and Duck in Kihei. Our first trip to the Dog and Duck was really great. Our second outing was not as good because that's when we broke out with a lot of brush fires. So that prevented us from getting into Kihei to go to the Dog and Duck. Michael was a little beside himself. That set us up for another trip to the Dog and Duck outing. What I came to realize was Mike had a favorite dish at the Dog and Duck, bangers and mash. Michael loved his bangers and mash. Michael always asked questions about my electric vehicle, saying that he's going to get one. That's going to be his next car because of the mileage and how much and how smooth it was. Well, it looks like Michael now, he's got one better. Because Michael now, you have wings, and that's the best mileage that you can get. I miss you, Michael, and our times together.
Who told me yesterday that I could speak for 1 to 2 minutes. So putting 20 years in 2 minutes is quite a feat. Ron and I met Jolene and Michael just after we moved here 20 years ago. I can't believe to begin to tell you how dear both of them were to us. Focusing on just one story, I'll begin at the beginning. We were driving up to the Madrigal dinner at Seabury, and at that time, we drove a sports coupe. A very slow car was in front of us, so you knew who was driving it. Ron whipped past, we parked, We went in, and our table mates were Michael and Jolene. Our friendship began that night. The next day was Sunday. We drove here to church, and when we went to our car after the service, Michael was standing at the red Mercedes waiting to see who had zipped past him the night before. We added new friends to the group when that year we attended the Maui Basketball Classic, and as all of us know, that's 4 days of intensive basketball from morning to night. Mike was there with Gary Moen, who was also from the same condo. And by the end of the 4 days, the people in our area, not just the three of them, but the people in our area, decided they would have Thanksgiving dinner at our house. So that again was a long friendship with other people. Over the years, we attended the Culinary Academy lunches with Mike. We traveled to his timeshare in Kauai and ate a gazillion dinners at our house. I always had to prepare for three. You never knew if Michael was just going to show up. And he would come and he'd say, "It's 5:30, is it time for dinner?" And I go, "Well, I hope we have enough." So Michael will be missed. The stories will be told for years to come, and Football Sunday will never be the same at our house. We miss you, Mike.
Throughout the years and growing up, he'd often come up to the farm where we grew up to visit, and he always, it amazed me and my parents too, I'm sure, that he would drive through the night to come up all in one shot because it's less traffic and he could go faster. When I was about 12, he and Lynn, Sherry and Nick's mom, had gotten to a car accident and her neck was whiplash, so they got me to come down to help take care of the little kids, and that was great fun, and I enjoyed hanging out at their house, and they had a really great backyard that Mike was real proud of, with a banana tree in the backyard that I remember, and I got to go to the Corvette Club outing that they attended, and that was really awesome. And when we often have family reunions, and I always look forward to them coming up with the kids, and Mike would often bring his Magnum bottles of wine, and we appreciated that. And lastly, it meant a lot to me that my dad had passed away 3 years before I got married. In fact, he didn't even get to meet my husband-to-be, but Mike filled in the role of walking me down the aisle, and I was very proud because he looked a lot like my dad anyway, so he was a great big brother, more than an uncle.
Thank you.
oldest daughter, my only daughter. I have so many stories. I was up half the night trying to figure out which one I wanted to share with y'all. But I think I'll give you my very earliest memory of my dad. He had this big brown chair, and he always did models, and he made this little table that sat across the chair. And I'm sure I bugged him a lot. One day he brought home a model, but it was a birdhouse. And he put me up on his lap and put his table in front of me. And we worked days on that birdhouse. Every little nail, Dad would hold my hand and we'd tap in the nail. I have birdhouses all over my place now. I just miss my dad. But I know I'll see him again someday.
Thank you, Sharon. We want to give those of you who want to maybe share a story an opportunity to come up. You can come to the floor mic or you can come up to the podium. So you kind of know that if you talk too long, I'm going to tell you to cut it. But when I shared with the family, that was an option. They said, yeah. So if you have something to share about Mike, this is an opportunity. And I did also share with them. You know how it is, yeah? We get really quiet and everybody's getting, oh, nobody's going to say anything. I always feel that when the silence comes, it does speak volumes of how difficult it may be to find the right words about the person we're remembering. So I'm going to pause for a second, see if you want to come up. You don't have to do all the sharing today. You can do it at the reception in our church family. We have days ahead that we can continue to share our stories. So I'm going to sit down, and if you want to come up, please.
That's a signal.
Ago that Danette sang the gospel song, If I Can Help Somebody. The lyrics to the song included the following. My living shall not be in vain if I can help somebody as I pass along. If I can help somebody, then my living shall not be in vain. I shared with Mike's Ohana yesterday as we prepared for our time here that Michael was a faithful member of the outreach committee along with Tony. And even as his health declined, Mike would make the trip to the monthly meetings with Tony's help. He was always, and Tony and outreach committee members will know this, quick to make motions required for approving grants for those in need. So if the chair said, is there a motion? I move. He was that quick. That's the Mike I know, and that's the Mike I will remember, that he did live his life in such a way that it was not in vain. So, as a kahu, our pastor, the question is Mike in heaven, wherever that may be? And I've said this before, and I'll say it this morning. If you've grown up in the church, you know we want to reassure ourselves and others that if we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and are baptized, go to church every Sunday, read the Bible, and pray every day, that is the ticket to get into heaven. What I've come to realize in what is now the twilight of my own years here on earth is that the key to our faith has been and always will be aloha. Love is what Mike has left to all of us, and our love is what he has already taken with him. So the question is not whether or not Mike is in heaven, but if he loved and was loved. And if we can say yes, then I know the gates of heaven have been opened wide, and the angels and the hosts of heaven have spoken, well done, good and faithful servant. Come and enter in. All is well.
In a coma halfway, but as soon as he heard me singing that song,
We gathered to begin the service, and we're standing outside. There was a bit of commotion, and Cameron was doing one of these things, and I said, "What happened?" And there were five, yeah, you said, whales outside spouting.
Saying goodbye to Mike.
Yeah, so we always talk about ho'ainona, yeah, signs, that you know, we get so busy and we get distracted that we're not paying attention. And so when those time and moments come, as I shared with the family and in our community time and time again, when ho'ailona or signs appear, we need to pay attention. One is Mike saying, "I'm okay." The other is the Keakua God is saying, "He's okay. No pain and suffering, even death has passed." The reading of human life, or I'm sorry, I am, is about ho'ailona or signs. And I want to invite you to read that with me. You'll see it printed in your bulletin. And think of Mike's voice speaking to us and the places that are mentioned, as well as the ulu and pu'el. It might be a humpback whale. It might be a quartet. But pay attention. So read with me, I am. I am a thousand winds that blow in Kihei. I am the diamond glint of snow on Haleakala. I am the sunlight on ripened Ulu and Kapalui. I am the gentle autumn rain in Waihea. When you awake in the morning hush, I am the swift uplifting rush of the whale in certain. I am the soft starlight at night over the camp. If there is a hymn that describes our life as a community of faith, it is Yesu no Ke Kaukipa, and it's in the insert, and I'm going to invite you, if you're able, Ku'iluna, please stand as we sing this particular hymn. A human life is sacred. It is sacred in its being born, it is sacred in its living, and it is sacred in its dying. It is a fearful thing to love what death has touched, a fearful thing to love, hope, dream, to be. To be and, oh, to lose. For your life has lived in me, your life once lifted me. Your word is gift to me. To remember this brings a painful joy. 'Tis a human thing, love, a holy thing, to love what death has touched. The Hawaiian and the English for Kamalu o Kealalai is printed on the back panel of your bulletin. We'll just be singing it in Hawaiian. And in English it means in the haven of Kealalai.
Oh.
benediction comes from foliar chant. It comes to us from Abhayi Ivan. Basically, it traces the arc of the sun, so it's sunrise to sunset across the sky. And basically, poetically, what we're saying in our benediction, it also traces the arc of Christ's life, again, from his birth and then to his death. So what I'm going to do is, on the left side, I'll do the Kiyam Nei Kala, and all you have to do is respond by saying, Velo, Velo. And then I, second stanza, your response is, Nakolo, Nakolo. And then third stanza, Kamole,
step.
I got the candle deal, the gold deal.
Oh, okay, thank you.
This is what you want to do. Yeah. Okay, well, let me get this thing. I'm gonna be living here today.
I see.
Yeah, so it'll be 12 years later in the day.
Wow.
No, I was telling Danny, Danny Rodriguez, he called up Mindy and he's been out on a cruise ship and traveling everywhere. And so I said, let me know if there's something else you want me to accompany you on, but I'm assuming you're going to use your orchestration. He said, no, that'd be great if you could accompany me to the
concert. Thanks. Loads. Yeah.
Talking about his concert, it's Friday night, right?
Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday night.
Is he just going to have you read from the orchestral score?
Precisely. So, the last one in fact I could film myself on was a collapsed orchestral thing, right? So it's like, I don't have any reason to suspect that's not what I'm going to get for the next hour of the movie. So it's like, I don't need to see that.
Just tell him, you see this? Don't expect this to be played behind you or whatever. Did you get your check?
Did you get to meet with Molly?
I did.
Did it go good?
Yes. Yeah, we got the baby doll. Did you guys have a heavy poo-poo thing one time when they came? It's really big, a great menu.
Okay.
Added a few things.
Do we need to round up servers tomorrow?
No. Well, you said you're great people. We got people available if they need them. But it sounds like they set everything up. They're coming at 10 o'clock. They can set the whole train up.
Okay.
For what they need to do.
So, Saturday we'll need to...
They got their own tables.
Oh, they have their own tables. Wow, this is getting better by the moment.
I said, you want me to set up the table before you guys get there? He said, come on, we're going to have a table.
Okay. And we talked to Fred about being the master of getting people up to go eat.
Fred? Oh, no, I didn't. He's outside.
He should be outside maybe.
Yeah. Oh, he's still outside.
Oh, well. Oh,
that would have
I'm writing this. much you want to explore it, but if you, the moment you explore it, it makes him feel that he's being attacked. Yeah. But someone could easily take advantage of his vulnerability, which it sounds like a bad thing.
Thank you. ashes in the water from the canoe, so they'll probably come back shortly. Our captain's retiring next week, and so we're all indifferent. We're all scattered. Everybody's scattered with everything we're doing. So I just have been, and I just finished a retreat that I coordinated a couple weeks ago, and so we're all like, it's up and barely having time to breathe. So, after 65 years, oh my gosh. How long did Moses wander in the desert? Oh no. Thank you.
January, February, March, and April, I filled out the whole thing where I would do a business.
Well, I think hear you.
You sing your tenor part, and I'll sing the soprano part, and you can see what the things are like.
No, I want to learn the soprano part.
someone is used to singing it a certain way and it gets changed.
Generate tears.
And so the part where it says so, we're going to make it.
Christmas.
Oh,
that's on the right side of the little.
I've seen it, but I've never used
the duet.
No. Yeah, it's probably just straight.
Yeah, so when you go, let me know.
It's going to be a job.